It is Monday, April 6th, 5:39 a.m., and the Lord bless you, YouTube family. Still haven't gotten my equipment up and running yet, so we're just keeping it simple here. This evening, as I was listening to the Lord, He began. Actually, I was musing on some things. I was musing on the revival that is supposed to take place before the rapture, which He has told me before was not going to happen. And I was thinking to myself, what if I'm wrong and I'm misleading my YouTube family? And that thought really was weighing heavily on my heart. The Lord began, I know you're frightened and I know how you feel. I'm so sorry, Lord. For what? Questioning that perhaps it wasn't me speaking to you about the revival? Let me set your heart at ease. There will be no revival until you are taken in the rapture. Yes, then revival as never before will break loose, and I will pour my spirit out. But you just removed your spirit when you took us. And how shall my people be converted without him? Is it not written that he convicts of sin? And I'm looking that up, John 16:8, and when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they've not believed in me. Concerning judgment, because the world is about to be judged. And why does your word say that he's taken out of the way, which is the interpretation that most have about that line of scripture? And it was interesting because just then he quickened Psalm 85 to me at that moment. And this is what it says. You, Lord, showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath and turned your fierce anger from them. Restore us again, God our Savior, and put away your displeasure towards us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. And that really stood out to me, the salvation, which is a point they're going to come to as they're convicted of their sin. The Lord continued, so you see, he will be present and at work in the great revival. The Lord is calling this revival after the rapture among his people the great revival. Then he continues, you see, my love, there is need for revival. But it will be shallow indeed until people are forced to see for themselves that their way has been death, especially my people and your people, for there is Jewish blood passed down through your mother's lineage. It was kept well hidden because of persecution, but nonetheless you are a Jew. Really? Yes, really. And I will say many have Jewish blood and know it not. But I have told you that all men will see me coming on the clouds of heaven. All men means all men. It will not be hidden. No, I intend to see my people weep for having rejected me. Does it not say all the tribes of earth shall mourn? And that was in Matthew 24. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Lord, many say that's about your second coming. And yet it is true that the church is not mentioned after a certain point in Revelation. But here in Revelation 1, John greets the seven churches. And at 1:6 he says, he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. And this book was written in chronological order. It is my deliberate intention that my people know who I am. Without this knowledge, they will not be able to repent. When they see me, they shall be struck to the very marrow of their bones, and remorse for their sinful rejection of me. Lord, you know the struggles I'm having with the order of things in Matthew. I know you are misunderstanding the order of things. The temple will not be built until you are gone. So does that mean you have spoken out of the order of events? It seems so clear that one thing builds upon another, but that comes before the rapture. What am I missing? Claire, I want you to rest in this. I will be seen during the rapture. I will not set foot on the earth, but I will be seen. My people will weep and mourn for having rejected me. They will be left behind as the Gentiles are taken to heaven. Then all hell will break loose on the earth. That will be the beginning of the tribulation. I assure you, Satan will waste no time in implementing his evil schemes and bringing the Antichrist to power. The earth will reel like a drunkard. Not only will the accelerator upset the magnetic arrangement of the earth's poles, it shall inevitably affect the planets along with the close approach of Nibiru and asteroids. Did I not say all hell will break loose? It is intended that all of these things happen in close proximity. The judgment of this earth will happen with great intensity. As much as I love them, the Jewish people are by no means innocent of greed and manipulation. The judgment for them will accomplish a twofold purpose. Their rejection of me and their manipulation in business dealings, with careless abandon for the covenant I established with them, and that they should be responsible for the blood of the creatures of this world. They are culpable in this matter, extremely culpable. This is another of the reasons why they are here for the judgment. They must sleep in the bed they have made. Okay, are we clear now? I think so, but I'll have to reread all of this. You know how it is with me. I don't really get it right away. At least you do get it, my love. Well, I owe that to you, Lord. It doesn't seem that there's any special sign for the rapture except you have told me about Miami. Miami is no different than the World War II wars and rumors of wars. Because of the increase of knowledge, the damage inflicted will be far beyond and more confusing, disorienting, and devastating than ever before. For that reason, it will be an hour when I am least expected. You see, with all the moons and feasts, I'm expected. That should alert you right away that it can't be on a feast day, because you were expecting me. Does it not say that when I am least expected, I will come? That was meant to be a hint. Okay, now that contradicts what people will say about knowing the appointed times. Sorry. Oh, Lord, you are indeed sovereign. I will indeed do things at the appointed time, but I made it a point to exclude the rapture. So why are you looking to appointed times? I guess because it makes sense. Exactly, and I've already inferred that it would make no sense. So relax and stop trying to second-guess me. I already gave you a very firm indicator. Rest in this, Claire. Please do not sow confusion. Hold to what I gave you years and years ago. Rest in this. Stop looking to guess what makes the most sense. You're all wearing yourselves out trying to resolve this issue, using the stars, the moon, and the appointed times as your plumb line. Oh, Lord. I was just thinking at that point, boy, I must really be a false prophet. He answered me without me saying anything. You are not a false prophet. I like what you call yourself, my bride. And does not the groom entrust his lady with his secrets? Come here, my love. I want to kiss you and hold you and rid you of your reluctance. Oh, when will my love trust in me 100% of the time? Am I not getting there, Lord? As Lisa says, I'm a work in progress. At least I'm not a work that stalled. Well, I want you to reread this. Absorb it deeply. There will be many who disagree with you about seeing me in the rapture. Don't allow that to intimidate you. Remember, you live to please me, not what the more studied and intelligent think. Keep it simple, rely on me. Don't knock yourself out studying the scriptures. I never created you to be a scholar. I've created you to be a lover. That should have been clear a long time ago. Well, I love the idea of delving deeply into studies of the Bible, Lord. This is something I really look forward to in heaven where I'll have time, is to understand these things. Yes, in heaven it will be safe, but on earth knowledge puffs up, but charity edifies. In other words, you were safer little, unlearned, and dependent on me for understanding. I can impart to you in a time so small it cannot be measured by human standards, the deepest understanding of the most complex truths. Whereas you could spend 30 years in studies of Hebrew and Aramaic and still fall short of understanding. So trust in me, lean not on your own understanding, and I shall direct your paths of understanding. My blessing is upon you and all my brides who have chosen the simple and lowly way of love. And that's the end of the message. And I want to say, interestingly, the dream that the girl had when she was 13 years old that I posted just previously, he said that that was accurate. He said that that was exactly how the rapture was going to happen. She saw him, and she saw the angels with the trumpets, and she was not a Christian at the time. So this argument that the people who are not Christians won't see doesn't hold any water in the face of what she experienced in her vision. It certainly makes sense to me that the Lord would allow the Jewish people to see him in order to bring them to repentance. I mean, that totally makes sense. That's something I hadn't thought of before. Well, the Lord bless you, YouTube family, and thank you so much for listening to our channel and posting comments and always encouraging us. God bless.